السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23 and verse number 96. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَأَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ. It does not behove and befit Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala to take a son or any children. Almighty Allah was, is, will always be. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the only Khalik and Creator. So why does Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala need to take anybody? Allah is not in need of anybody, anything, at any time or any place. He is Almighty Allah. Tawheed is the very basis and foundation of Islam. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدٌ. Say He, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is one and alone. Allahu Samad, He is totally independent. Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad, is not the father, not the child of anyone. Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, there is none equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So Almighty Allah is teaching us. And there is no other gods with Him, deities, nay, He is the one and only La Ilaha. When you explain to a non-Muslim, then you say, there is no God, small g, illallah, except Allah, capital G. That is for we use a non-Muslim. For us, we say Allah, obviously. And then, idhalla dhahaba kullu ilahim bima khalaq. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, that if there were many plurality of gods, then everyone would have taken away that what they created. But no one can create. The entire creation put together cannot create, nor in the past, nor now, nor in the future. So only Almighty Allah is the creator. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah Ta'ala creates, Allah Ta'ala selects whosoever He wants. أَلَّا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. And for Him Almighty Allah alone is the creating and the commanding. So Almighty Allah states, كُلُّ إِلَٰهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ وَلَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. And then one should have tried to gain ascendancy over the other. You see amongst us that when we have 100 people, 1,000 people, so one wants to be the captain, one wants to be the amir, one wants to be this. So there in the gods the same thing should happen. Obviously that is not the true. Because there's only one Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah makes reference of this. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. If there were plurality of gods besides Allah, there should be chaos, mayhem on this earth, in the heavens, everywhere. So Almighty Allah states, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. Yasifoon, whatever they are describing to Allah. They say Allah has sons like the Christian and some Jews. Christians say Jesus, Allah forbid, is the son of Allah, that is the kufr and shirk. Some group of Jews, they say Uzairun ibnullah, Nabi Uzair, Nabi Ezra alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Totally rejected. The mushrikeen and the polytheists would say, Al-Malaikatu Banatullah, the angels are the daughters of Allah. So all those are totally lies and fabrication. Almighty Allah is one and alone, and everybody else is creation. No one is son, no one is daughter, no partner, no parent. He is absolutely one alone and unique. Wahdahu la sharika lahu, absolutely no partner. Alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, he knows what is unseen and that is seen. Almighty Allah knows the past, present and future. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Fata'ala amma yushrikun. What people ascribe to Almighty Allah, associate to Almighty Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is above that, He transcends that. Qur Rabbi, say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb, my sustainer, nourisher, provider. Imma turiyanni ma yu'adun. If you kindly show me that which they have been promised, the ghalaba of Islam, that Islam will be triumphant, and lo and behold, that happened. 8 years before, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah Mukarrama, went to Medina Munawwara. And after that, 8 years, we find in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah takes place, the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama takes place. So this is how Almighty Allah showed the victory, the triumphant victory of the Muslims. And the enemies, the mushrikeen, the Yahud, all of them were now humiliated, disgraced and defeated. Rabbi, O my beloved Allah, فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Do not make me from those people who are the zalim and oppressors. Even when we are victorious, we must never become the zalim and the oppressors. Today we see when people are victorious, they want revenge, they don't forget justice, everything you see in our own country. So you must remember that all these type of things happen. So Islam stands for justice at all time, at the time of peace, at the time of war, at the time of victory, at all times. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives the glad tidings to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَن نُرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ. And surely we have all the power to show you what we have promised them. And we showed it to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your victory day in the Battle of Badr. Your victory day in Khaybar. Your victory day in Hunayn. Your victory against all these enemies of Islam. So that is how Almighty Allah fulfilled what the dua and request Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Today is the 29th of Rajab, and we should remember that we should now be scanning the sky. That is for tonight, we should scan the sky, and for the month of Shaaban. And in that way there, we will now, inshallah, see the moon, then that will usher in the month of Shaaban. So it is 29th of Rajab today, and the 27th of April 2017. So all of us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Ahsu hilala Shaaban li Ramadan. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Subhanallah, Imam Tirmidhi learned this hadith from Imam Muslim rahimahullah. His teacher for this particular hadith is mentioned by Imam Muslim, and meaning that Imam Tirmidhi narrates, but his teacher is Imam Muslim rahimahullah. So we all should make that concerted effort. Hence today's lesson, Surah Mu'minun, Surah 23, verse number 96. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ سَيِّئًا. You Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you repel and you drive away. بِالَّتِي بِالطَّرِيقَةِ الَّتِي. In that manner, in that method, هِيَ أَحْسَنُ سَيِّئًا. You repel the evil and the harmful things in the most beautiful manner. Whether it is by speech, whether it is by action. Because we don't fight fire with fire, we fight water with fire. So always remember that. But remember, this is not easy. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in a noble Quran. And Almighty Allah tells us, who are the people who will accomplish this? So Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Remember, the good and the virtue and the vice, they are not equal. The good will always remain good. The evil will always remain evil. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. So repel that evil in the most beautiful form. So today you will see when you tell people something, especially when you tell them truth, then they are very upset, and then they want to sever ties and curtail ties. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَى. Then the person between you and him, where there was animosity, enmity, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيُّنَ حَمِيمٌ. Then you will become the best of friends. If both sides is sincerity, if both sides we are prepared to suppress the ego, if one side also is prepared to suppress the ego, then progress will be made, because they will apologize and say, yes, I was wrong. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. But who will do this? Only those people who have the quality of patience, endurance. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And remember, none can achieve this except those who have a very, very big share, a big heart. So, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When we have that magnanimous heart, then we forgive and we apologize when we are wrong as well. So this is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. So ummat ko jorna hai, torna nahi. We have to join the ummah, unite the ummah, and not break the ummah. But remember, today people have the wrong meaning and concept of it. We only unite on the haqq. We don't unite with the batil, the Shias, the Qadianis, and so forth and so on. Today people want to promote evil, and then they say, no, that we must be united. No. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the Khawarij, the people in that time, you are quoting this verse in Al-Hukmu illa lillah. There is no rule and there is no authority, supremacy, power except that of Allah. He said, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. The words are 100% true, but the connotation, meaning, interpretation you are taking, that is batil, falsehood and null and void. Then at all times you must beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection from the shaitan. Shaitan's aim to break our marriages. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. When your marriage, your family life is not stable, then the ummah becomes fragmented, disunited, and there will be a civil war, basically. There will be the implosion. And that is what we are seeing. So it starts there in the husband-wife. It starts with the parents and the children. So we all need to take this defensive mechanism and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection against the shaitan. وَقُلْ. And say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before that Almighty Allah says, نَحَنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ, that we are all knowing what they are describing and saying in their utterances. وَقُلْ. And say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi, O my Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved sustainer, nourisher, A'udhu bika, I seek your protection, min hamazati shayateen, the evil suggestions and the evil opinions, the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan, you waswisu fi sudurin nas. This is Quran that he brings the waswasa, the whisperings of shaitan, min al jinnati wan nas. You get shaitan in human form, you get shaitan in jinn form, and remember they collude with one another. Shayateen al insi wal jinni yuhi ba'dhum ila ba'din zukhruf al qawli ghurura. They will make big speeches and they will try and fool the people and deceive them with their oratory and their words and so forth. But they all are shaitan. Anybody calls towards fitna, anybody calls towards batil, remember kufr, shirk, bid'ah, all these are the shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. They are the shaitan in human form and jinn form. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ يَا اللَّهُ, my beloved sir, Rabb, sustainer, nourisher, I seek your protection, مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, from the evil suggestions of the shayateen. So the plural is used. Shaitan, shayateen, the root words are shaitana, shaitana ba'uda. So they far, far away, deprived from the mercy of Almighty Allah, Allah expelled them. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is protected by Almighty Allah. Why must he ask protection? Ta'aliman li hadhil ummah, to educate and teach and preach this ummah. That remember always you must seek that protection from Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam making istighfar 70 times, 100 times a day. But Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all anbiya, messengers are ma'asum. So why so much istighfar, seeking forgiveness? So that to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So similarly, yeah, we must be on guard. Today is holiday in South Africa. Where are the people? It's long weekend now. People will take Friday off. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday also holiday. So 5 days holiday they will make it. So in this way, yeah, we see that people now, the shaitan came, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. He beautifies for them the evil places, the vices, where the woman will become three-quarter naked, the man turned half naked, more three-quarter naked, and all these haram places, the casinos. So many people busy now with their mistress and joy boy and toy boy. The waswasa and hamazati shayateen. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. I seek the protection of Allah. أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. أَن يَحْضُرُونِي. That they are present by me. I give you 3-4 examples of this. Today we make wudu. But you see, especially among the women, they have so much doubt. That did the wudu be valid or is broken? Did I wash my elbow or not? Did I wash my ankles or not? إِنَّ لِلْهُذُوءِ شَيْطَانًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الْوَلَهَانِ. That shaitan's name is Walahan. You must seek the protection of Walahan. So the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, so all those people who have problems, waswasa, doubt and suspicion regarding wudu, beg Almighty Allah for protection from Walahan. Next one, remember that people read Salat. This happens to 90% of the Ummah. That when people read Salat, then they are confused. The shaitan blows their fuses and confuses them. That shaitan's name is Khinzab. Khinzab is the hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The people don't know Kam Sallah, whether they read 2 rakat, 3 rakat, 3 rakat, 4 rakat, which surah they read. Total confusion, the fuses get blown. So read and beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, protect me from khinzab. Third one, husband-wife relationship. Now the husband just goes and hit and run. So we must remember, fulfills the conjugal rights. Nay, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Before you fulfill the conjugal rights of a husband or wife, both parties read, Bismillahi jannibni, O Allah, you protect me, put me far. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا زَكْتَنَا, and put the shaitan far, far away from my children and progeny. Subhanallah, the husband, wife, both should read, you can read in plural. Bismillahi jannibna, protect both of us, Ya Allah. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا زَكْتَنَا. So you ask Allah for protection for husband, wife, the spouses. You beg Almighty Allah for protection for the children that are to come and the progeny. So that is what Islam teaches us. We are on guard today when husband, wife are now, they are busy and they're going to be active, conjugal rights. The last thing on their mind will be to make dua and some zikr and so forth. Because remember when the emotions run high, then people just go on a high and forget everything else. Nay, today the wealth of people, so contaminated it is because of the riba and interest, because of the upside down crooked deals people make. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَإِدْهُمْ. So the shaitan, he tells his cronies, you become their partners in their wealth. You become their partners in their children. So when we don't read these du'as, the shaitan is already part of them. By mana, he will manipulate them. He will tell them, do this, do that. So many fathers, mothers crying today. that the mother is crying because she cannot tell the son anything, she cannot tell the daughter-in-law anything. Every day almost I receive calls. So what are you, O son? Are you a husband, you're a man, or you're a mouse? So if you are giving preference to your wife all the time, and you forget everything about what your mother did, then you're a shaitan in human form. You need to understand it properly. Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala rajul ummuhu. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. After you get married also, the one who has the greatest rights over you is your mother and not your wife. We're never saying you must neglect your wife, no. But we're saying you need to fulfill the rights of everyone. So we don't mean you are so madly in love with the wife, now we start shouting the mother to please the wife. No, that is unacceptable. Now death will come. When death comes to Muslim, death comes to non-Muslim, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions all this in the Noble Quran. Both scenarios are mentioned. So much so, now the shaitan, he incited, had been promoted, advocated that evil, the vices. Now people landed up in kufr, blasphemy. And now they ended up and landed up there in shirk and polytheism. Hatta, so much so. Now they died as non-Muslims. Now the sakarat has started. Waja'at sakaratul maut bil haqq. Did we ever make dua, Allah Ta'ala make our sakarat? The pains and the pangs of death make it easy for us. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that make the pains and the pangs of death easy for us. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in Tirmidhi, various compilations. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us all this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi via Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, but it comes from Almighty Allah. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches humanity, and is for all times and all places and posterity. Now the non-Muslim, he is leaving this world. He sees the reality of the year after. Hatta, so much so. Idha ja'a ahadahumul mautu. When death approaches any one of them, them refers to non-Muslims. Call that non-Muslim, that mushrik, that kafir, that Hindu, whoever it is, they will say, Rabbirji'oon, Rabbirji'ooni. O Allah, I beg you, please, please Allah, send me back to this world. Please Allah, because now they were seeing what they were taught is fake news, and what they seeing now is the reality. This is the real life. Wa inna ad-dar al-akhirah layal hayawan. That is the life that is real, perpetual, eternal now. And he can see he's dying a failure. He can see it is everlasting doom and gloom for him or her, because they don't have the passport of Iman and Islam. So they beg, they plead, they beseech Allah. Nay, what do they say? La alli, so that I. A'amalu salihan fima tarakt, so that I will do all the good deeds. Never mind 5 salat, 10 salat I will read. Not 2.5%, I'll give 10%. So everything, fasting, what 1 month? I'll fast 2 months. So everything now they prepare to do. Fima taraktu. So what I omitted, what I neglected, what I did not do. Allah's answer, kalla, never ever. Nay, you had your chance, you had your opportunity, and now you are going to die as a non-Muslim, like the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh was dying, and then he brought Iman. Amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun. I bring Iman in the sustainer, nourisher of Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun. Allah says, Al-An, now, no. You are going to be sent to the fire. An-naru yu'raduna alayha ghuduwa wa ashiya. The body of the Pharaoh is preserved, and every day, Quran says, Surah 40, verse 46, they are presented to the fire day and night all the time. That is now. And after Qiyamah, when Qiyamah takes place, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, then they are admitted to the worst, worst punishment. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, كَلَّا. Likewise, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us, in Surah Sajda, we're supposed to read it every night, and we see this is a lesson for all of us. Almighty Allah speaks of the non-Muslims, and Almighty Allah states, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If you saw, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these non-Muslims hanging their heads in shame by Almighty Allah, what do they say? رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِئْنَا. Ya Allah, we saw. Ya Allah, we heard. Ya Allah, we beg you, please send us back. Na'mal salihah, we will do all the good deeds. Inna muqinun, we have the firm conviction and yaqeen. Surah 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim, says the verse number 12. So Almighty Allah is teaching us. Various places they will say this. Allah says, no, kalla, never ever. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. These are just words they are uttering. You must remember that if Allah have to give them 1,000 years, still they should have died on kufr and shirk. Allah gave them 1,000,000 years, still they would die on kufr and shirk. Because they hate and they detest the Iman and Islam. And this is what they love and they like. So they will die with that. So therefore the punishment is eternal, that now forever they will be in Jahannam. And that is enshrined clearly in the noble Quran. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily Almighty Allah curses the non-Muslims. Wa adda lahum sa'ira. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala then prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there in that fire forever and ever. La yajiduna waliyya wala nasira. There is no helper, no protector, no one for them. Wa mi waraihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. Wara is min al azdad. One word, two opposite meanings. Behind and in front. And in front of them, barzakhun, the partition. You go to Cape Town, you see the two oceans, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan. So there is a partition. Remember, you go there, no partition. But Allah has made that invisible partition. This side, the color is different, that side is different, the temperature is different, everything. So, yeah, Almighty Allah, from the micro to the macro, Allah made the partition. The person dies, his Qiyamah started. Man mata faqad qamat Qiyamatu. Then the day of Qiyamah will come when Allah wants it to come. So from the micro, the small one, the person died, to when everything will die and everything will be perished. Kullu shay'in halikun illa waja, except Allah. So remember, Allah was, is, will always be. So that is barzakh, the partition, the intervening period. So Almighty Allah says, ila yawm yub'athun, till the day of resurrection. For believers, when we die, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Spend, O Muslim, before death comes to you. When death comes, the Muslim will say, Surah 63, verse 10. Then he will say, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَاكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, grant me extension. I want, Ya Allah, that extension so that I can give charity and be the pious people. Surah 63, verse 11. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. And Allah will never delay for anybody when the time of death comes. So we see even death and demise for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil